ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award Rav Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ilo Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah tells us the din, Dam HaSheretz V'Abosar Mitzdar from Zem Zeh, Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shu Tumasi V'Shirin Shavin Mitzdarfin, Tumasi V'Loi Shirui, Shirui V'Loi Tumasi, Loi Tumasi V'Loi Shirui, and Mitzdarfin. Now Mishnah tells us the Klal, Le'inin Tumo, in order for two things to be Mitzdarf, they have to be Shove in the Dinei Tumo and in the Shir. Now we'll discuss first the point which is to get to the previous Sugya and after Zayin Amar Beis, the one of there discusses what is the Shir Achila and Shrotzim. The Sugya is Mavur that there's a Chilik between the Shmeina Shrotzim and the other Shrotzim. The Shmeina Shrotzim which have Tumo, and that we say Achila Ketumo, since the Shir Le'inin Tumo is Kadosho, for Achila also, if one eats only a Kadosho also is Chayiv. If however one eats a Sheretz Mechayim, since a live Sheretz does not have Tumo, so there the Shir Achila will be a Kezayis. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Katan Hei, he talks about a Shaila, what happens if one eats a Chatzi Shir from a Shmeina Shrotzim, and a Chatzi Shir from another Sheretz, is it Mitzdarif? And Milchas Chinuch says there's a Dover Pasha that it's not Mitzdarif based on the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's Klal is, in order for two things to be Mitzdarif, has to be that the Shir is Shove. It also has to be the Dinei Tumah are Shove. But here we're not talking about Linyan Tumah, we're talking about Linyan Deser Achilo on Shrotzim. So for that, for two Shrotzim to be Mitzdarif, if one is from the Shmeina Shrotzim, one is from the other Shrotzim, since their Shir is different, the other Sheretz, the Shir is a Kezayis. And the Shmeina Shrotzim, the Shir is a Kadosho, therefore the Milchas Chinuch says that it's not Mitzdarif. The truth is, we should first mention really the Gemara in Yuma is Mevur on Daf Payal from Amud Aleph that the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua is not only Negei Dinei Tumo, it's also Negei Dinei Eser Achila. Over there, the Gemara is talking about Achila began Makipurim. The Mishnah in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says, Kolo Ichel Mitzdarfin Lukai Seves, Mechol Amashkin Mitzdarfin Lumoli Lugmov. The Shir for Achila on Yom Kippurim is Lukai Seves, the Shir for Shri on Yom Kippurim is Moli Lugmov, and the Mishnah finishes, Ha'ichel Vashoisa Ein Mitzdarfin. If one ate less than a koseves, and he also drank less than a moli lugmov, the two together are not mitzdarif. The Gemara says in Daf Peyala from Medalif, that Mishnah fits with the Shita of Yeshua. Yeshua says, Kol Shu Tumasi V'Shuri Shav Mitzdarif, if it's Tumasi V'Lishuri, it's not mitzdarif. Therefore, to be mitzdarif, Achila and Shti on Yom Kippurim, since it's a different shir, according to Yeshua, will not be mitzdarif. Derech Agav, the Gemara of there is Mashma, that there is a Shita of the Rabban who argue on Yeshua. This we don't see clearly in our Mishnah. We don't see that there's a Shita who argues. We'll talk about this more behemshech, but Al-Kapanim for now, what we see from there is that the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua is not only Negei Dinei Tumah, it's also Negei Dinei Iser Achilo. The Gemara applied the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah to the din of the Mishnah over there, the Gabe Achilo V'Shti on Yom Kippurim. But Al-Kapanim, once you see that, the Minchas Chinuch says, that even Negei Iser Achilo, in order for two things to be Mitzdarif, they have to have the same Shir. If so, the Minchas Chinuch is Mechadish, they cannot be Mitzdarif Achati Zayis of a sheretz that's not from the Shmeina Shrotzim, together with another Chati Zayis of the Shmeina Shrotzim, since they're ancient Yurin Shovin, Yinakim Mechayiv for Achila and a whole Kezayis if it's made up of a Chati Zayis from the Shmeina Shrotzim and a Chati Zayis from other sheretz. Milchas Chinuch says this as a Dover Pashi, doesn't bring any Rayas. However, we should point out that there seems to be a Rashi earlier on Daf Tezvov Amar Beis who seems to say not like this. On the mission of a Chol HaShrotzim Mitzdar from Zem Zeh, the Lashon of Rashi over there, the Mefarish, he says a Chol HaShrotzim Mitzdar from Zem Zeh, La'oichom mehen kezayis. All shrotzim are mitzdarif for achilas kezayis. What does it mean for achilas kezayis? Kipshuza Rashi will be mashma that even if you have a chati shir from the Shmeina shrotzim and chati shir from other shrotzim, it's mitzdarif to the shir of kezayis. Clearly over there he's not talking about the Shmeina shrotzim, then he would have said to be mitzdarif to kadosho, when perhaps could be matcha that he means two different types of shrotzim which are both not from the Shmeina shrotzim, a chati zayis from one and a chati zayis from another one will be mitzdarif. Rashi does not say that clear. Kipshuta, he's not mechalik, and he would say, even if you have a chatzi zayis of the shmoyne shvatzim, and a chatzi zayis of other shvatzim, also they mistarf to the shir of kezayis, which is clearly not like that which the Minchas Chinuch says. Now what about the taina of the Minchas Chinuch? The Chayyur's taina is correct. The klal is not for two things to be mistarf. It has to be shir and shavin. Shmoyne shvatzim and other shvatzim do not have the same shir. So perhaps we could suggest for this, in truth, if we see in the second of Tezayin Amar Beis, the one of there says, the member of Yehuda Amar Rav, that since the Pasuk, when it refers to the Isra of Shratzim, uses the Lashon of Achilo, like Soichlom Kishekatim, therefore Yehuda Amar Rav said, Achilo Shratzim loik olov bekezayis, and even the Gemara asked on that from Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanino, who darshined that Achilo Ketomo, Gemara said that's not a seer to the member of Yehuda Amar Rav, because Kam b'misos and Kam b'chayehem, Yehuda Amar Rav was talking about Mechayim, where there is no Tomo, that's for the Shir of the Kezayis. And Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, who is Makkah Shechila Tatoma, to say the Shir is Kadosh, that's only Lachar Misa when there's Tumma. And we can understand the Gemara over there to be saying, Vesem the Pasuk does use Lashon of Achila when it comes to Achila Shvatzim. And in truth, even Shmoyne Shvatzim do have a Shir of the Kezayis. The Avish Rabbi Yosef Bechanina was Mechadish, that Lachar Misa the Shir is Kadosh, that's an additional Chumra which we learn from this Hekish, that Lachar Misa when there's already Tumma, and the Shir Tumma is Kadosh, then already could be Mechayiv him for Achila also on Kadosh, even though it was not a Kezayis. However, we do see that the Shir of Kezayis is still Negea, it's Negea Mechayim, Mechayim where there is no Tumma, there the Shir remains a Kezayis. We can understand that Be'etzim, the Shir of Kezayis, is said by all Shratzim, both Mechayim and Lachar Misa. Yet we add an additional Chumra, that Lachar Misa will make a Shachil to Tumma, and we could be Mechayiv him even on a Kadosh. If we understand this way, then we can understand where Rashi is coming from. Rashi and after Zvavim and Beis, which learns the Mishnah, that one can be mitzvah for Chati Zayis of Shmoyne Shratzim and Chati Zayis of Shar Shratzim, even Lachar Misa, when Be'etzim the Shir of the Shmoyne Shratzim is Kadosha, but as we explained, it's not the Pshat that it lost the Shir of a Kezayis. The Shir of a Kezayis is still there, just it has an additional Chumra that could even be Mechayvim on Kadosha. If we understand this way, this could be an answer to the Taina of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch's taina was, how could we mitzdar for chatzi shir of shmoyne shvatzim and chatzi shir of other shvatzim, it's ain't shiur and shavin. The Teretz is, be'etzim it is shiur and shavin. Both shmoyne shvatzim and shah shvatzim have the shir of a kezayis, so even though the shmoyne shvatzim have an additional chumra, you could also be mechayiv for eating only kadosha, but on kapayim, when you want to be mitzdar of tuchat soy zaysim for the shir of kezayis, both shmoyne shvatzim and shah shvatzim have the shir of a kezayis, so obviously you're not going to be able to be mitzarif to mechayiv him kadosha, but to mechayiv him to be mitzarif together for a kezayis, that you can mitzarif both of them, because even the Shmoyne Shvatzim do really have the shir of a kezayis. And we can also add further, there seems to be another nafkamino, whether you understand like the Minchas Chinuch, that once the Torah said, Mermaka Shechila Tetomo, so now the shir for Achila Shmoyne Shvatzim is kadosha, it lost its shir of a kezayis, or if you say like the other side that we suggested, it still has a shir kezayis, just there's an additional chumra, you could also be mechayiv him kadosha. L'cher, we could suggest there'll be another nafkamina. There's a different minchas chinuch, this is a mitzvah kufnun tes, that's the mitzvah of Tumas Shotzim, and over there the minchas chinuch talks about whether there's din of chatzi shir osr min ha-Torah. So he says, as far as Tumas is concerned, if you don't have the full shir, you only have a chatzi shir, less than kadosha of a sheretz, so obviously there is no Tumas at all, it's not negay the shayl of chatzi shir, whether it's osr min ha-Torah or not. But as far as Achila is concerned, he says, Kipshuta, there would be a din that if one eats less than a kadosha of a sheretz, he would be over, according to the man, Omar Chati Shir Asim in HaTorah. He wouldn't get an einish, but he'd be over the Isser. However, he suggests, perhaps over here there's a sfar to say that here there is no din Chati Shir Asim in HaTorah. He based this on a Mishnah Lamelech, in Peragdan Hochashvuah, Salach Aleph. The Mishnah Lamelech over there explains the man who holds Chati Shir Asim in HaTorah is because Be'etzim, when the Pasuk says Loshna of Loisoichal, Achila really would be Mashma Kol Shehu. So even though there's a Lachem Moshem Sinai of Shurim, which say that whenever the Torah says Lashon of Achila, you only get an Oynish if it's a Kezayis, however, since the Mashmois of the word Leisoichal is Mashm even a Kol Shehu, so the Hilchasa was only Negev for Einshim, but the Isser is still there, even on less than this year. If so, the Minchas Chinuch says, that Din of Chati Shir Asim and a Torah would only be in a place where the Torah uses the Lashon of Achila, and that's Mashm, that the Isser is even a Kol Shehu, the Hilchasa which gives us a Shir, that's only for the Einish. However, in a place where there is no Lashon of Lo Yisoichal, and there is no Shir of a Kezayis, but as the Torah says, here there's different Gedarim, here the Torah said Achila Ketuma, that tells us a new Shir, a Shir of Kadosha, so on this Shir, perhaps it's for the Isra as well, not just for the Einish. When the Torah says Lashon of Achila, and Hilchasa says there's a Shir, so you say the Isra Achila is even Mekol Shehu, and the Shir is for the Einish. But here where the Torah was Mafkiyet from the regular Gedarim of Isra Achila and the Shir of a Kezayis, the Torah gave a new set of rules, and the Torah said Achila Ketuma, this already could be understood that it's for the Isser itself and not just for the Einish. The Meis Minchas Chinuch over there wants to be titled this. In the Shaila, what exactly is the Makar that the Shir for Tumas Sheretz is Kadosha? He brings a Taisis in Chagiga and a Taisis in Nida and a Rambam. It's a Machaikis Vishanim whether the Shir Kadosha is Alach Lamashim Sinai or is learned from Psukim. Mechasenach wants to be titled his Chiddush and those two Stadim. We won't get into that right now, but I'll go upon him. As far as the Esim Chiddush of the Minchas Chinach that he's suggesting that on Achilas Sheretz is no Din Chati Shir Asim in Atayra, this Minchas Chinach is Lishitosai. That when we make the Josh of Achilik Ketumah, that's Mafkiyah from the regular Dinim, as we saw the Minchas Chinuch says, on Shrasim there is no Din of Kezayis, the holding is Dafka Kadosha. However, according to the other side, which we suggested, and we redact this from the Rashi and Dafta Zvavam Abayz, explain that even the Shemayna Shrasim La'achar Misa, which have a Din Achilik Ketumah, that's the Chomer that Tahari gave it, but it still also retains the regular Din of Isra Achilah, the Maisa of the Tahari did use the Lashon of Laisoichlam Kishaketim. Which based on that, Rehuda Marav said that Mechayim, the Shir is a Kezayis. The way we explained that Ba'asim, even Lachar Misa also has that Shir of Kezayis. Just as an additional Chomer, you can Mechayim even on Kadosho. Nafmina, as we said, was that you can be Mitzar for Chati Zayis of Shar Shotzim with Chati Zayis of Shmina Shotzim. If so, then it would be Poshut that there is a Din of Chati Shir Asim in Atayra. The Maisa of Tar did use the Lashon of Achilah, and the Joshua of to be Makash Achili Getumba is not Mafkia from that. We still have the Lashon of Leisoichlum, and we still have the Shir of Kezayis. Just an additional chumra of Kadosha, but Lemaisa, as far as Chati Shir Asim in Atayra, since the Mishnah Lamelech said that the Lashon of Leisechlam is Legabi the Isser, and the Shir of Kezayis is only Legabi the Einish, so here we'll still retain that din, and definitely a Chati Shir will be Asim in Atayra. So this is another Nafkamina, which depends on how we understand the Hekish to be Makash Achila to Toma. Is it Mafkia from the regular dinam of Macholis Asuris, or is it just adding an additional chumra? I'll just add one point over here. In the top places over here, Daf Yudayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschal Hashrotzim, he's referring back to the Mishnah, Daf Tezvav Amar Beiz, Hashrotzim Mitzdar from Zem Zeh. So what Taisus explains in that Mishnah is, G'gayin Shmein Hashrotzim Achilid Va'achbar. What is Taisus trying to say? We saw Rashi earlier says, Hashrotzim Mitzdar from Zem Zeh means L'ini Nachila. And we redact that Rashi holds, even Shrotzim from the Shmein Hashrotzim and other Shrotzim as well, also will be Mitzdar for the Shir of Kezayis. Rashi wanted to learn that Mishnah is L'gabi Achila. Taisus over here who says the Mishnah is talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, so Taisus L'chari will mean one of two things. Either he doesn't want to learn that Mishnah L'inin Nachilo, he wants to learn that Mishnah is talking about L'inin Dine Tumma. If he explains that Shratzim and Starfa means the different types of the Shemayna Shratzim, they could all be with Starfa L'inin Tumma. Or alternatively, you could learn that Taisus does learn the Mishnah L'inin Nachilo, and still he's telling you that Shratzim and Starfa mean Dafka the different types of the Shemayna Shratzim. If so, perhaps Taisus is coming to argue on that which we redact from the Rashi. We don't die from the Rashi L'ini Nachilo, you could even be mitzdarif the Shemayna Shrotzim to other Shrotzim for the Shir of Kezayis. Taisus perhaps would argue on that. Taisus explains that Mishnah of Shrotzim mitzdarifim to mean from the Shemayna Shrotzim. Maybe Achinami Taisus holds L'derech L'minchas Chinuch that only the Shemayna Shrotzim are mitzdarif L'ini Nachilo, but to be mitzdarif at one of the Shemayna Shrotzim with one of the other Shrotzim, that would be called Ein Shiyurin Shavin. Now we'll come back to our Mishnah, to the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua. In our Mishnah we're using the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua L'ini Tumo. As far as Tumah is concerned, that's for sure. Sheretz and Nevela are called Ein Shiyurin Shavin, a Sheretz meaning the Shrotzim that have Tumah, the Shemayna Shrotzim, Legabi Tumah, their Shir is Kadosha, and Nevela, the Shir Tumah is Kezayis. Here, obviously, we're not going to say that Shrotzim and Be'etzim also have the Shir of a Kezayis. That whole discussion before was Legabi Achilo, Legabi Tumah, Shrotzim only have one Shir, the Shir of Kadosha. And if a Sheretz and Nevela are Ein Shiyurin Shavin. Now, as far as whether their Tumah is Shavin, that, as we'll see, there's an important machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as far as Sheretz and Nevela. Do they fall into the category of Tumasi v'loy Shiyurei, or do they go into the category of Loy Tumasi v'loy Shiyurei? Rashi, the Ramasval Tumasi v'loy Shiyurei, he says, Kigon Sheretz v'Nevela, their Tumas Shavin because they're both a Tumas Erev, but the Shir is not Shavin because the Nevela the Shir is a Kezayis, and the Sheretz the Shir is a Kadosha. This is how the Mefarish says over here. Rashi in Yumatav Pe'alaf from Aralf also says like this clearly. Sheretz and Nevela are an example of Tumasi v'loy Shiyurei. Taisus of Avraham Avuah now like this. Taisus in Dibur Maschal Kol She Tumasi v'Shiyurei, he explains, what's the example of Tumasi v'loy Shiyurei? He says, G'ayin Eivir min Ameis v'Kezayis min Ameis. The Tumah is Shaveh, both of them are Matama B'Oyol, and they're both Matama for Shivas Yomim, but the Shir is not Shaveh, because the Basar min Ameis needs Dafka Kezayis, the Eivir min Ameis is Matama B'Kol Shehu. And the Taisus finishes over there, what's an example of Loi Tumasi V'loi Shiyurei? He says, Sheretz V'Nevela. Taisus says clearly, Sheretz and Nevela are example of Loi Tumasi V'loi Shiyurei, the Tumah also is not Shaveh. There is one Mahalach from the Tzayin Kodshim who changes the Girsa of Taisus. His Girsa, Taisus says, Loi Tumasi V'loi Shiyurei is Sheretz and Meis. However, Kamat Olo Achreim go not like that, they leave the Girsa the way we have it. Taisus is arguing on Rashi, and Taisus is saying sheretz and nevela are called loitzimasi v'loish yiroi. The Rashash says, akarcha, you have to keep the gerus the way it is, because if you're going to be gerus sheretz umeis, then the kasha would be, why didn't Taisus before, when he's looking for an example of tumasi v'loish yiroi, why didn't he bring like Rashi, nevela and sheretz? So this is the right to leave the gerus the way it is. Sheretz and nevela are an example of loitzimasi v'loish yiroi, not like the mefarish over here, not like Rashi and Yuma. Then what is the pshat? Why would it be called loitzimasi v'loish yiroi? So the Achrayim explained, the Pshat is very poshid. There's a major difference between the Tumah of Sheretz and the Tumah of Nevela. Tumah Sheretz is only Bimago, and Tumah Nevela is even Bimasa. In order for something to be called Tumah Seishav, it has to have all the same dinim, so even though as far as how long the Tumah is, that they're both the same, they're Tumah Erev, not Tumah Shiva, but they still have different dinim, and they'll get Tumah Masa, and therefore that will make him ain't Tumah Seishavin. This is Mefurish in the Ramam and Pirish Mishnayis. The Ramam and our Mishnah explains what's an example of Tumah Seivuloishi Yurayi. He says, "Besar hameis v'rekev shaloi." The basar of a mace and the rekev, that means the bones which were disintegrated, that's an example of tumas v'loish yirei. Both of them have tumas mace, tumas shiva. The Rambam says both of them have tumas mago, masa, and oyal. Aval shiurei, the shear is different, the basar is kezayis, and the shear for rekev is molei chofnov. So the Rambam does not say like Rashi that sheretz and nevela are an example of tumas v'loish yirei. As the Rambam continues, he says, "Beferish." And the Nevela and Sheretz are loitz masi v'loish yiroi, because Nevela is matam of maga uber masa, and Sheretz is only b'maga. Rambam says like this as well, in Perek Daud, Hilchos Tumas Eicha, and Halacha Yer Aleph. But once we see the Rambam says this, then Mestama, this is the Pshat of Taisus as well, not to change the Gersa of Taisus. Taisus also holds that Sheretz and Nevela are examples of loitz masi v'loish yiroi. And when the Taisus of Kveger on the Mishnayis, on our Mishnah, he brings the Batanur, who says al derech Rashi, that Tumasi v'loish yiroi, an example of that is Nevela and Sheretz, that's called Tumasi Shoveh. And Rekvegor explains that they hold, even though there is a Chilik, Sheretz is Metama b'mago, but not b'masa, Nevela is Metama even b'masa, still, Rekvegor explains, as long as the Meshech of the Zman of the Tumah is the same, that's very enough to be called Tumas and Shoveh. However, he says, the Rambam is Mavur not like this, and he quotes Taisus as well, he had Taisus with Ergirsa, they hold that Tumas and Shoveh requires that they have all Dinim the same, if one is Metama b'masa, one's not, that's ain't Tumas and Shoveh. The Cheshik Shleim in the back of the Gemara is also Marich about this, and this is how he explains the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. He says, according to Tosfos, in order for it to be considered Tumasi Shavin, has to be Shavin in all of its dinim. Here with the different Lagabi Tumas Masa, it's ain't Tumasi Shavin, but Shaken according to Rashi, in order to be called Tumasi Shavin, it's only telling that the Zman of the Tumah is the same. Now, the Maisa to understand Rashi, you would seem to need further Hesber. Why is it that the Zman of the Tumah is more of the defining factor than the way the Tumah is transferred to something else? The Chayyid the Pashtos would be that Tumas Shav requires all the Dinim to be the same. What is the Pshat that only the Zman is the deciding factor? One possible Hezbollah would be that Rashi understands the Tanai of Tumas and Shavin is that when you're trying to be Mitzarif two different Tumas to be Matam with something else, the only way the two Tumas can be Mitzarif is if there's no conflict between the two of them, the Tumah that they're both trying to give over is the same Tumah. So if, for example, there's a different Zman in the Tumah, when the Tumas Mases Matam with something, it becomes Tami for 7 days, and Tumas Nevela or Sheretz is Tumas Erev, so there's a conflict between the two Tumas that they're trying to give over. And we don't say B'chama Sayimone, that the Tumas Meis also is trying to give over at least one day Tumah, so in that way they're the same. We don't look at it that way, rather we say, since there's a conflict in the Tumah that they're trying to give over, therefore they're not Mitzarif at all, and they're not Mitame. If this is the Pshat, then we understand that when it comes to Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz, although there is a difference between the two of them, Tumas Nevela is Mitame even B'maso, and Tumas Sheretz is only B'mago. Right now, when you put the two Chatzis Esim together, half a Zayis of Nevela and half a Zayis of Sheretz, and you want to be Metama something else, you're being Metama through Mago. Here there's no steer between the Tumah which the Nevela is trying to give over and the Tumah which the Sheretz is trying to give over. The din that's going to be Chal, and the Chavetz which is becoming Tameh, will be the same whether it became Tameh through the Nevela or through the Sheretz. If you hear Rashi holds there is no problem, this is not considered Ein Tumas and Shavin. This will be Rashi's understanding in the Klal of Ein Tumas and Shavin. Tosfos, however, would have a whole different understanding. Taisus understands the klal of ain't tumas and shavin has nothing to do with the fact that there's a stira between the tumah that each one's trying to give over. It's a pshat just since they have different characteristics, they have different dinim, that already makes them two different categories and they cannot be mitzarif. Therefore, Taisus holds the same way a difference in the zman of the tumah is a difference in characteristic and makes them not possible to be mitzarif. So too, if there's a difference in how the tumah is passed over, it also is a characteristic which makes them in two different categories and they cannot be mitzarif. This is one possible approach to explain the machlokes between Rashi and Taisus. There's room for other ideas as well. For now, we'll suffice with this Hesber. Now, we mentioned before the Gemara Numa Peyalef. The Gemara over there brings our Mishnah, the Klal of Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara applies it to the Mishnah, the beginning of the 8th Perek of Yuma. The Mishnah says, Eichlin and Mashkin are not mitzarif to be mechayiv one for achil on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara wanted to say, this is like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that has to be shiur and shavin in order to be mitzarif. The Gemara was suggesting that the din of the Mishnah in the beginning of the 8th parak would be tolling the machlikas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yeshua. Again, as we mentioned before, the Gemara there assumed as a davar pashur that the sheet of the Chacham who argued in Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chacham would hold that you can mitzarif two different things even if they don't have the same shiur. The Gemara there then brings other sheetahs, Rav Nachman and Reish Lakish, they argue in Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda was the one who was mechadish that the din of the Mishnah over there is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to the Chacham, you would be able to be mitzarif, Eichlin and Mashkin and Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman and Reish Lakish argue and they say that even the Chacham will hold you could be mitzarif things with two different shiurim, that's only as far as Tumah is concerned. The Gemara there explains, and the Lashon is, the shame Tumah Chadhu, all Tumahs are the same, all could fall into the same category, therefore you could be mitzarif two types of Tumahs, even if they don't have the same shiur. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Hachem Yisham Yisuvei Daitehu, V'haylo Miyas V'daiteh. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Lashon of V'inisim Esnaf Shei Seichem, the person has to afflict himself, if he eats or he drinks, he's Miyas V'daiteh, he settles his discomfort, and there is a svara to say that Eichlin U'mashkin U'nam Mitztarif, if you don't have enough of either one, then it doesn't cause any Yishuv Adas. Now the Gemara is Mavur, that the Sheet of the Chacham who argue in Rabbi Yeshua, they would hold that two tumas, even if they don't have the same shear, still they're mitzarif. The word is not clear, would these chacham also hold, even if it's ain't tumas and shavin, also it's mitzarif? Is it dafka if it's tumas and shavin, but ain't shiur and shavin, or would it also be, even if it ain't tumas and ain't shiur and shavin, also the chacham would hold, that both could be mitzarif? That's not clear. The Karnai over here has a hard time understanding, how could the chacham possibly argue on the Klav Rebbe Shua as far as ain't shiur and shavin? What would be the case of ain't shiur and shavin, where the chacham would hold it could be mitzarif? He says, if you like Rashi in the sugya, it's a Moshe and Vlei Shurim is in Vela and Cheretz. He says there it's Pasha that Rabbanu would not argue. There for sure it's two different types of Tumois. Lashon of the Gemara there in Numa that says, Shem Tumah Chodhu. You wouldn't be able to say that when it comes to Nevela and Cheretz. These are definitely two different types of Tumois and no one would hold it to be Mitzarif. On Taisus' chat also, if Tumosi Vlei Shurim he has Kashas, according to Taisus, the case is talking about this Buster Men Amase and Avim Men Amase. The Kanar is Mechiach over there that's not possible to hold that they are Mitzarif. If however you don't like the Ramam, he says, that Tumasiv Leishurai means Basar Men Ames and Rekav Men Ames, they're ready, they are the same types of Tumah, they're both Men Ames. The only difference is they have different Shurim. There we can hear Tzad to say why the Rabbanu would argue on Rabbi Yeshua, and they would hold that even things that have two different Shurim can be Mitzdarif. The Kanar then continues on and he asks, if you hold the Shita of the Chachamim, the two things even with two different Shurim can be Mitzdarif, what would be the Shir to be Mitzdarif the two of them? Would it be like the Kal Shebishneim, or would it be like the Chomer Shebishneim? He quotes Bashem the Maharam Chaviv in his Sefer Tevesus Yom HaKippurim on the 8th parak of Yuma, who already posed this shayla. Maharam Chaviv says he wasn't nichnas la'imek hadvarim, since we anyways don't hold like this lahalacha. What he means to say is that we pass in halacha like Rabbi Yeshua. The truth of this itself is a question. Once we see the Gemara in Yuma that there's a sheet of the Chacham who argue on Rabbi Yeshua, why is it that Ram passing like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua? Rishash over here asks this question. The Chavos Chaim in the Lakut HaLochis over here also asks this question. Why did the Ram pass like Rabbi Yeshua? In the Sefer Siach Gizchak on Yuma, he writes, since we don't find Beferish Hashita of the Chachamim, although the Gemara is aware that there is such a Shita, that's why the Ram passing like Rabbi Yeshua. The Rishash on Yitzayin Amr Beis, now which the Mishnah over there says, Hasheretz v'an Avela im bistar from Zeh Amzeh, the Rishash says, if you learn Aderech Rashi, that Sheretz and Avela are examples of Tumasi Shavin v'ein Shirin Shavin, and this Mishnah on Daf Yitzayin Amr Beis would be a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. According to that, we would understand why we would pass in Halacha like Rabbi Yeshua, not like the Chachamim. However, the Rishash says, according to the Shita of the Ramam and the Shita of Tosfos, the Nevela and Cheretz are ain't Mas and Shavin ve'ain Shiur and Shavin, and it's not Muchach, you could say this Mishnah Namah Beis does fit with the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chacham would be masking that ain't Mas and Shavin and ain't Shiur and Shavin, it's not Mitzdarif. If so, this wouldn't be right, this wouldn't be a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and again, you would have to clarify why would the Ramam not passing like the Shita of the Chachamim, according to the Gemara Numa that says, there is a Machaikis between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Hakvam, to get back to the Shaila of the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, according to the Shita of the Chacham, they could be mitzarif two different types of tumois, even if they're ain't shiur and shavin, would be matam kekal shabishneim or kechomer shabishneim. He asks the same shaila, according to what the Gemara Numa says, that the Chacham would hold, you could be mitzarif eichlin or mashkin, what would be the shiur? Would the shiur be a keseves like eichlin, or would it be malilugvav like mashkin? Kiputi would seem that the tzirif would be only kekal shabishneim. That's the mashmais of the Mishnah over here in Dafid Zayin on Mabez, where the Mishnah tells us that sheretz and nevelo nam mitzarif, and Avelim Besar Meser not Mitzarif, the Mishnah says, even Kekal Shebishneim, the Mashmai says that if it would be Mitzarif, it would only be Kekal Shebishneim, the Mishnah is telling you that even that it's not Mitzarif. This is a Chor will be more Pasha Misvara, this Tzad. The Karnur has a third tzad, a tzad mechudashes, and that is, if you hold, can be mitzaref things with two different shiurim, then if you would eat half of each shiur, that would be mitzaref. For example, he says, in the case of the Mishnah, Tomasik v'loy shiurai, the way the Rambam learned the case, we're talking about being mitzaref basar ameis and rekev ameis, if the Chacham would argue and hold that it would be mitzaref, then that would mean that if you have a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi tarvod of rekev, moly tarvod is the shiur, how much rekev is mitame? If we have a chatzi shir of each one, and they would both be in a house, and he would walk into the house, he would become tamei with tumas oil ameis. And the same would also be as far as Yom Kippur, if the Chacham would argue in Yom Beshua. And they would hold that you can't be mitzaref oichin or meshkin in Yom Kippur, so what would be the shir? If he would eat a chatzi koiseves, and he would drink a chatzi moly lugmov, that would be mitzaref to mechayvim in Yom Kippur. In other words, the shir is not totally in a moly lugmov, and it's not totally in a koiseves. Rather, if he ate a chatzi shir of oichel, according to the shir of oichel, and a chatzi shir of meshke, according to the shir of meshke, those two chatzai shears will be mitzdarif to be mechayiv him. Kenar b'som does not mean it has to be half and half. If you eat a third of a koiseves, and he will drink two-thirds of moly lugmov, also will be mitzdarif. This is the tzad which the Kenar wants to be mechadish. Now continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara brings the member of Rav Chonin, and as we'll see, there are a few mahalchim in the Rishonim, and a few girsais in the Gemara. We'll start with the Shita of Rashi. The way the Shita Mikvetes is Goyas in Rashi, Omer Rav Chonin Uboi. Rav Chonin is mechadish. That which the Mishnah says, the dam of sheretz is mitzaref together with the basar of the sheretz, which means lenin tumo. The Mishnah is talking about being mitzaref for the shir adosha to be metame. That's dafka boy, meaning dafka with the sheretz that the dam was pirish from. On this, Gemara asks from the member of Rebbeisu Bar Chanino, the way the Shittu Mubetze says, Goyres Rebbeisu Bar Chanino was one who was asking the question, and he quoted from a braisa which made this drasha of hatameim. But Akapam, the braisa says, you can mitzaref the basar of two different shrotzim, or the basar of one sheretz and the dam of another sheretz. And even if it's a Mishnei Shemus, even if it's two different types of shrotzim, like a cholilin and achbar, this is a kasha of Chanan Omer of Ziri, who said the dam can only be mitzdarif with the sheretz that it came from. On this we answer, Omer of Yosef, like kasha, kam bekulei, kam bemiktosei. The way Rashi learns the teretz of Rav Yosef is, it depends if at the time the dam was pierced from the sheretz, was it a sheretz sholim, or was it only a chaticha of the sheretz? If it was pierced from a sheretz sholim, it came from a mokem choshev, and this dam has a din that it could be mitzdarif even with basar of a different sheretz. If, however, it was pierced only from a chaticha of the sheretz, it came from a place which was less choshev, then really the dam cannot be mitzdarif with basar of a different sheretz, it can only be mitzdarif with its own basar. The Gemara then continues with minot temro. Where is there a makar to say such a chilik that it makes a difference if it came from the whole sheretz or from part of the sheretz? So the makar which the Gemara brings is that one that we have a brace which says, if one is male on a revi'ah dam of a mace, so if he is male on all of the dam, he becomes tamei. If it was only miktas dam, he does not become tamei. Gemara asks the kashan that from that which Rav Chanina says, revi'ah dam shehigas bat tahira, as Rashi explains, even though he was male on all of it, still he's tar. How could that be? Why is it not a steer to the brisa before? Akarach the teretz is, kam bekulei, kam bemiktasei. The Aush Adin is, if one is male on a revi'ah dam in a mace, he becomes tamei. That's only if that revi'ah dam came from a mace shalim. It was extracted from the mace while it was still fully intact. If it came from the miktas of the mace, then the revi'ah dam does not matama be'oyel. This is where the Mefarsh learns the shak of Atari of the sugya. The Kenar is matzmi on the mahalach of the Mefarsh for a number of reasons. Firstly, he says, since dam sheretz also, the sheretz being matama is ke'adosha, so dam sheretz and basar sheretz are tamosim v'shirun shavin, the Mishnah says the din is that they're mitzdarif, so why should there be a chilik between the sheretz's own dam and dam from a different sheretz? Secondly, he's matmiya, what far is there to be mechalik whether the dam came from the whole sheretz or from miktas sheretz? And finally, he says, ha'yoser t'mua, the biggest kasha is that according to Rashi, what comes out l'maisa from the sugi is that a revi'ah dam in a mace, if it only came from miktas mace, not from the whole mace, is not matama be'oyel. He says, v'hu chidush asher lo nimtza b'shom mokayim, where Rashi learns this is a chidush we don't find anywhere else. These are all his kashas in the Prat of Rashi in the sugya. Now there is another nekuda which also seems difficult according to this Prat of the Mefarish, and Dibur Maschel Amar Rav Yosef, the Mashmaisev there is, the Aush Rav Yosef was mechalik between kulay and miktas, that's not only as far as being mitzarev dam with basar, it's also as far as being mitzarev basar from one sheretz with basar from another sheretz. The lashon of the Mefarish over there is, yihavi shrotzim kulum shleimim, beim yishem echor, beim yishnei shemis, if there are two shleimim, upirish chatzi shemizeh v'chatzi shemizeh, oimizeh dam umizeh basar, the Mefarish is speaking about two different cases, either being mitzarev basar from one sheretz with basar from another sheretz, or being mitzarev basar with dam, and both of them were mechalik, and we say, if they came from the whole sheretz, so then they can be mitzarev. If they came from mixed sheretz, they could not be mitzarif. In other words, he seems to be saying, Even basar and basar can only be mitzdarif if the basar was pierced from the whole sheretz. This is definitely difficult to understand. The basar was always pierced from the original sheretz. Mashmoyis of Rashi is there's a difference if the whole sheretz is in front of us at the time that it was pierish. In other words, if it was nischalik into two, one half was in front of us, one half wasn't, and then from the half that was in front of us, it was pierish, some of that sheretz, they will say that the din is it cannot be mitzdarif with another sheretz. Mashenkin, if you take a piece directly from the whole sheretz, there can be mitzdarif. This is also a concept difficult to understand. Now, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos in the Masechta Omer of Chanan, he starts off with a pshat which is similar to Rashi. And as Rav Chanan was mechadish, when do we say a dam sheretz is mitzdarif with basar sheretz? It's only if the dam is still inside the sheretz. So it's not the same as Rashi. Rashi says Rav Chanan's chiddush was that you can only be mitzdarif the dam with that sheretz itself. According to Tosfos, Rav Chanan was saying even more than that. It has to be dafka with that sheretz itself, and it has to still be inside the sheretz. Once it's pierced, it's no longer mitzdarif, even with the sheretz that it came from. And this is Rabbi Bechanina asked the kasha from the Braisa, which says that the dam of one sheretz can be mitzdarif with the basar of a different sheretz. If you can mitzdarif the dam of one sheretz with another one, koshin, you can mitzdarif it with the sheretz itself that it came from, even after it was pierced. And that Rabbi answered, like kasha, kam bekulu, kam bemiktasai. At this point, Taisa learns al derech to mefarish. Kam bekulu, kam bemiktasai means it makes the difference where it came from. If the dam was pierced from the sheretz while the sheretz was whole, then there's a mitzdarif even with a different sheretz. If whoever was pierced from the sheretz after the sheretz was no longer whole, then it cannot be mitzdarif even with the sheretz itself that it came from. But then continues with Minot Temra, where do we find such a chilik that should make a difference whether it came from the whole sheretz or from mikzas sheretz? So if that Gemara brings the braisa of Nishbech al Ritzva v'hiyo mekoy mekatafris, the way Tosfos learns the braisa, the case is talking about the Vias Dam was poured in a place where there was an incline, and the dam got separated into different patches of blood. In this case, the Braisa is mechalik whether he was mile on all of the dam. Since the dam was not all together, he has to mile over all of it. And this thing we're asked from the member of Rav Chanina Omer Rebbe, Revias Dam Shehigas Batahira, as Tosfos explains, here also it's considered the dam is in two different places, because some of the dam gets absorbed into the stick that he's mixing it with. And we're asking, even if it is considered in two different places, but if he's mile over all of it, he should become Tamei. And this thing is mechalik between the case where the dam came from the entire mace, in a case where the dam came from the Mikzas mace. When do you say if he's mile over all of the dam, he does become Tamei? That's only in the case if it came from the whole mace. If it came from Mikzas mace, and even if he's mile over the whole thing, he does not become Tamei. This is Alderich Rashi. However, there seems to be a slight difference between Rashi and Tosfos. The way Rashi learns, at this point the Gemara holds, even if he's mile over a vias of dam, but if it didn't come from the whole mace, he does not become Tamei. That the Karen Erez says is a chiddush we don't find anywhere else. The Karen Erez is very bothered by that, but according to Tosfos, we don't have to go so far and say that dam which came from Mikzas Mace, if you mile over it, you don't become Tamei. It's only in the case where the dam is in two different places. That's the needn't over here. The dam that got spread into two different places, you mile over both of them at the same time. So if it came from the whole Mace, then already it's more Chomer. As long as you mile over the entire Revias, you do become Tamei. If it came from Mikzas Mace, and right now the dam is in two different places, if it would all be in the same place, then the way Tosfos is learning, even if it did come from Mikzas Mace, you would become Tamei. But if it's in two different places, that's where mechalik between whether it came from the whole mace or from Mikzas mace. The Maaseh Tosfos asks kashas on this pshat. One kashi asks, now which Rav Chanan explains, dam sheretz in the Mishnah that mitzdarif with the basar is dafka when it's inside the sheretz. He says, if it's still inside, then you don't have to come onto a tziruf. While it's inside, it still has the shame of basar. It's not a tziruf of dam and basar, it's all basar. Another kashi asks, that which the Gemara is mechalik between Revias dam, which came from a whole mace, and Revias dam, which came from Mikzas mace. Once it's a Revias dam and has tumah, it could be matam of ba'oil. What difference does it make if it came from a whole mace or a mikdas mace? So Tosfos goes on and he brings another pshat. This pshat he brings with Shem Rabbeinu Nissim Goin. Rabbeinu Nissim Goin's pshat starts out al derech lemefarish that the chiddush of Rav Chanan was dam is only mitzdarif with the sheretz that it came from. It's not mitzdarif with the different sheretz. That part's the same as the mefarish. And this one asks from the brisa which says hatmeim. From there we learn the dam from one sheretz could be mitzdarif with basar from a different sheretz. And this evasive answer, like kasha, can be kulu, can be miktosai. And here already there's a whole new pshat, what does it mean, kulu and miktosai? Rabbi Nissim Goin explains, kulu means, he touched everything, he touched the dam and the basar, if that's the case, and even if they come from two different shatzim, the basar from one sheretz and the dam from another sheretz, if he touched both parts, it becomes tamei. Can be miktosai, that means if the dam came from that sheretz itself, he doesn't have to touch both parts, since it's considered be'etzim like one. So even if the dam was already pierced from the basar, but if he puts them next to each other, it's considered that they're mechuber, and if he touched one chelik of it, it's as if he touched the whole thing. This is the chilek between the dam being mitztarf with its own basar and dam being mitztarf with other basar. If it's dam with basar from a different sheres, even if you put them both together, we don't look at them as if they're mechuber. Therefore, touching one part is not enough. You would have to touch both parts. If it's a dam with its own sheres, even if it was pirish, now that you put it back together, and they're next to each other, they're considered mechuber. Therefore, if he touched one part, that's very enough to be metamehim. It's as if he touched the entire adasha. And here the Gemara continues with Menot Temra. The Gemara is asking, according to this Mahalach of Tosfos, where do you find the chilik between Negeah Bekula and Negeah Bemiktsasai, where if you touch just one part, you would not become Tamei. Now that you touch both parts, you do become Tamei. So for that, the Gemara brings the case of Nishbech al Ritzba. When you pour the dam in a place where there was an incline, there you don't look at the whole Revis as if it's all Mechubber. Therefore, if one is mal only on a chilik of it, he does not become Tamei. It's still, if he's mal on the whole thing, he's mal Bekula, then he does become Tamei. So that's the same over here. You have two parts of something which are not considered Mechubber. If you touch one chilik, you not become Tamei. Once really you touch both chalakim, you do become Tamei. Now, Tosfos, however, is then bothered. What's the next step of the Gemara? The way Tosfos learns, the Gemara could have stopped here. You already proof in the Braisa that there's a chilik between Kulu and Miktas. So Tosfos explains further. Tosfos' mashmig is not gerus the words Mei Miktasai. That line of the Gemara, Mei Miktasai, Ilayim Miktas Dam, the Shitim Gretas takes it out. That's apparently the gerus of Tosfos. Rambam Tosfos explains the Hemshach of the Gemara, and we'll use the Shitim Gretas over here the way he understands in Tosfos. Gemara asks from the member of Achnina Amarevi who said, Revius Dam Shehigus Batahira. In that case, that's considered that the dam is in two different Mekaymais. Since some of the dam is Nivla in the stick that he's mixing with, so it's considered a Revius Dam which is not all Mechubber. Ner says, since it's not all Mechubber, if he's Malin, he does not become Tamei. So Gemara says, Akar Chalipshad, it's Kamba Miktas Kamba Kulu. And the Revius Dam is not all Mechubber, then you have to be Malan Kulu in order to become Tamei. In this case, it's considered Malal Miktas. The Shitim Gretas explains, Bidas Tosis, what the Gemara means to be adding over here at this point, is that even in this case, where the Mice eventually was Mal al Kulu, after he mixes the dam, he's eventually Mal on the entire Revius, the dam in the case and the dam that's in the stick. Still, then is, since he's not Mal on everything at the same time, he does not become Tamei. This way you didn't see from the previous Braisa. All we saw from the previous Braisa was that when the dam is Mishbach on Mokim Katafris and it's not considered all Mechubar, and he's only Mal al Miksas, that's not Matamahim, he has to be Mal al Kulu. But what about if he was Mal al Kulu, just not all at the same time? His hand passed over the entire Revius, part at a time, does it also make him Tamei? From there you wouldn't see it, from here you already do see that since the dam is in two different places, it's not all Mechubar, part of it's in the Kais and part of it's in the stick. And there the din is that he's tar. The pshat is because he wasn't mal on everything at the same time, even though eventually he was mal over the entire Revius, one part at a time, still it's not enough. So from here the Gemara is proving, as far as the member of Rav Chanin, he's mechak between dam from the sheret itself and dam from a different sheret. Dam from a different sheret is not really considered mechubar. Since it's not mechubar, he only become tummy if he touched everything. Touching everything means touching everything at the same time. He would have to touch both the dam and the basar simultaneously in order to become tummy. If he was negeh b'miktas, even if afterwards he'll be negeh b'the other miktas, he won't become tummy. This is the shak of Atari of the Gemara according to the way Tosfos goes with Lamaisa. And the Karen Erez says this is the most pashut mahalach in the sugya. The other mahalachim are all problematic. The Rash in the Pirish Mishnayis, in Per Gimel of Aholis, Mishnah Gimel, he also learns al derech Tosfos. Now the Karen Erez over here, he brings this Rash, and he says that there's an important point which the Rash adds over here, and that is, the way they learn the sugya, Tosfos and the Rash, Rav Chanan holds that if you have Dama Sharetz and Basar Sharetz, but they're from two different Shratzim, then the only way they can be Mitztarif, and the only way he can become Tamei, is if he touches both of them. He has to be Negea Bekulu. Negea Bekulu means at the same time, he's touching the dam and the basar. This is really referred to as Negea V'chozer V'negea. He's doing two different Negeas at the same time, each one on a Chatzi Shir. So this is discussed in the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Eholis, and the Gemara Chun, Daf Kuf Chav Daud Omer Beis. For example, if a person has two Chatzai Zaysim of Nevela that are not attached to each other, so each Chatzi Zays is Pochis Mishir, if he would touch it, he would not become Tamei Midin Negea B'Nevela. What about with his two hands, he's touching both Chatzai Zaysim at the same time, one hand is on each Chatzai Zays, does he become Tamei? That's the Shai of Negea V'chozer V'negea. The Lashon Negea V'chozer V'negea doesn't mean that it's at two different times, it means at the same time, he's doing two different Negeas. So that's really Machlokes Tanoim. So the Rash points out over here, here the Kuliyama, everyone agrees, if he has Basar Sharetz and Dam Sharetz, each one Pachos Mishir, and he's Negea both of them at the same time, he will become Tamei. That's really what's happening over here when we say Kam Bekulu, that if he's touching both of them, he does become Tamei. Here the dam of the sheretz and the basar of the sheretz, even if they're touching each other, but we look at them as if they're not mechuber, since they came from two different shatim. If they're not mechuber and he's touching both of them at the same time, it's considered two negiyos. And here we say as a davar pashut that he does become tamei. So the Rashi explains because this is learned from the drasha of hatmeim. Hatmeim tells us afilu sheretz v'sheretz, sheretz v'dam. That drasha is telling us that two negiyos at the same time, each one a pachas mishir, when it comes to tumas shatim, that is mitzdarf. Here everyone agrees there is a tum of negiyah v'chayzer v'negiyah. The Chaznish in the Holos, Simon Chof Aleph, Sifkot and Tes, addresses this point as well. He brings the Machoikas to know whether we say Yesh Negev Echoizer V'Negeya, or we don't say Negev Echoizer V'Negeya. He points out that since the Halacha we paskin, that there is a Tum of Negev Echoizer V'Negeya, even by Nevela. So if so, he asks, why do you need to make this Drosha of Hatmeim to tell us, Afil Sheretz V'Sheretz, touching two different Shatzim, is Mitzdarf to be Mitamahim? The Chaznish says, since anyways we hold Yesh Negev Echoizer V'Negeya, if he touched everything at the same time, so then it should be posher that it's mitzdarif. So why do we need a drasha for that? So the Chaznish answers that the ikar chiddush that we're learning from this drasha of hatmeim is that even two different minim, hachayil va'achmar, for example, don't say these are totally different shemis and they're not mitzdarif, and they're even two minim are mitzdarif. Now, this mentioned, the Karen Eira sums up the sugya and he says there are three important chiddushim that we learn in the sugya about sheretz, which are different than other tumais. The first chiddush he says is that the basar of one sheretz and the basar of another sheretz, or the basar of one sheretz with the dam of a second sheretz, they could be mitzdarif if he's touching both of them at the same time. This is the chiddush of negeya v'chayzer v'negeya, which as we mentioned before, the Chaznish has we paskin anyways la'alocha, that this always is tamei. Rakabam here from the drasha of Atim, we learn the kuli yalma, that yesh negeya v'chayzer v'negeya. The second chiddush the Karen Eira says is, that which b'chlal dam shotzim have tuma, which the Gemara b'Hemshach says is learned from the pasuk of v'zelechem hatamei. The Karen Eira says, even though we hold la'alocha, that dam nevela is not mitamei, this is actually a machlokes in the Gemara Menachos, but the Rambam paskens the halacha, dam nevela does not have tumah, dam sheretz whoever does have tumah because of the drasha over here. And the third point the Karen Eira says, the third chiddush we see from our sugya, is that the dam of the sheretz together with its own basar, that's considered one unit, it's been starved together, and even if he's negeh only been miktas, it's as if he was negeh bekulu because they're mechuber. Now before we move on, we'll just mention one more point on this sugya, and that is we spoke in the sugya about the dine tumah of dam sheretz. We learn from a drasha that dam sheretz also has tumah, just like the sheretz itself. When the dam is on its own, it's metame kadosha. That's how the achrein musum as the dover pasha, the keren er in the sugyo, as well as in the minchas chinuch, a mitzvah kufn and tes, or yishei. Since we learn that the dam has the same dinim as the basar, so the dam, the mount of kadosha, is metame. We see in the sugyo that it's mistarf with basar. If it's with its own basar, then it's mistarf even the geab b'miktas. If it's with basar from a different sheretz, it has to be the geab b'kulu. But what about as far as the dinim of achilas dam sheretz? So the sugya increases the avdar on a basis mevur, and mitzad isra achila of dam, which we have by a behema or a chaya, that does not apply to a sheretz. The dam sheretz is not also midin dam, it is also, however, midin sheretz. The lashon of the Gemara over there is, shrotzim ein domon cholag mi besoron, the dam does not have different dinim than the basar itself, meaning it doesn't have the isra of dam in the Torah, it does have the isra of sheretz. And the Gemara over there brings the Joshua from a pasuk to tell us that the dam and the basar are mitzdarif in the isra achila of shrotzim. And the Gemara says, even though we have the drasha of Hatmeim, that tells us that dam sheretz and basar sheretz are mitzdarif l'inyan tumo, but the Gemara there brings a separate drasha to tell us that they're also mitzdarif l'inyan achila. And this din is paskin la'alocha by the Rambam, and perak beis ochos ma'acholis asui salocha tes. The Rambam there says, dam shmein ashrosim u'besorin mitzdarif l'ka'adosho, and mitzdarif to m'chayiv one who eats them to the shira of adosho. He says, v'ushi yadam mechuber b'basar. However, that's only if the dam is still mechuber in the basar. That's when they're mitzdarif for the shir of adosha. The Rambam Halacha Yud says, "Dam shvatzim shapirish v'konsei v'ochlei loik olav b'kizayis." If the dam was pirish, he gathered the dam and he ate it. Then ready the shir is a kizayis. The Rambam continues over there. He says, "V'hu shiyastur by mishum oichol sheretz." He's only chayiv if they gave him the hasra not to eat a sheretz, because as we said before, dam shvatzim is not osur mishum dam; it's osur midin achilas sheretz. He says, "Avlam hisur by mishum oichol dam potter." This of dam in the Torah, that's only in behema chayiv v'oif, not shrotzim. Therefore, in order to be chayiv for eating dam shrotzim, they have to be master him on the isra of achilas sheretz. Now, there's an important point over here in this Rambam, and that is, although the Rambam says that when the dam is starved together with the basar to be chayiv mishum oichol sheretz, there the shir is a kadosha. Once the dam is perish already, then if he drinks the dam, the shir is a kezayis. The makar of this Rambam, that the shir of dam shapirish min hasheretz is a kezayis, is the Gemara increases daf chofal from a beiz. The Agmishta brings, this is the Makar of the Rambam. The other Gemara says, Beferish, that dam shrotzim In order to be chayiv, you have to drink a kezayis. And the big kasha on this is asked by the Aruch HaNer over there in Krisos, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Bezeis Gimel, that the Konos Ezra in Ersigur talks about this kasha. The kasha is, since Linyan Tumah, the shear for Dam Sheretz to be metame is Kehadosha, you should say the Kal of Achila Ketumah, as we saw in Daft Zayin on Mebez. The other Gemara says, as far as Basar Sheretz, since in the Tumah the shear is Kehadosha, Linyan Achila also the shear is Kehadosha, why don't we say the same thing as far as the Dam of the Sheretz? Since Linyan Tumah is Kehadosha, as far as Achila also it should be Kehadosha. Now, in truth, we should really mention a number of Rechonim, including the Keren Eiro, the Aruch HaNer increases Daf Yagimel Amid Beis, the Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Kufn and Tes Ois Beis, they all have a tzad to say, but that's the Rambam, that Dam Shrotzim, when it's on its own, without any Basar, is B'chal Nam Matama, regardless of the Shear. Whenever we talk about the Tumah of Dam Sheretz, it's always to be Mitzdarf together with the Basar, but Dam Sheretz on its own without any Basar will not be Matama B'chal. If you don't like this tzad, then obviously the whole kasha doesn't start. You understand why when it comes to Achilas Dam Sheretz, it's not shaykh to say Achili Ketumo. Therefore, like the Gemara Krisa says, the shear of Achilas Dam Sheretz would be a Kezayis. There is another tzad on the Achonim, the Kiryat Sefer goes like this Mahalach, that when Dam is a Fniyasmi, it does have Tumo, but then the shear is not Kadosha. At which we see that the shear is Kadosha that's only together with the Basar, when it's Mistarif together, Dam on its own, the shear would not be Kadosha, it would be a Kezayis. According to that tzad also, the Kasha would not start. If whatever you hold, the Dam of Fniyasmi does have Tumo, and the Tumah is Kashir Adosha, which is one side of Nachrenim, and the Chaznish assumes like this, in a holosim in Chofar of Sifkot Antes, he says, B'das the Rambam, that when Rambam says, Dam HaSheretz is Kibosar, included in that is that it's Metama on its own, and the Shir is Kadosha. If so, the Kasha would remain, why don't we say Achil Ketumah, since Linin Tumah, Dam HaSheretz is Kadosha, Linin Achil also, it should be Kadosha. So, B'shach and Aviezri, in Perek Tes Hochos Malocha Malocha Yud, he learns B'das the Rambam, that Dam HaSheretz Bifnei Atzmoy would be Metama, and it would have a Shir Kadosha, it's still if one eats the Dam Sheretz, the Shir is Kezayis, and he explains, because the Riva from the Pasuk which tells us the Dam Sheretz also has Tumah, is not the Pshat that the Dam is like the Sheretz itself. The Riva is not that Dam Sheretz is also Sheretz, and the Torah is being married that Dam Sheretz is also Metama, the same as Sheretz is Metama, the Dam Sheretz also has Tumah, but it's not the same shame as one Tumah of Sheretz and one Tumah of Dam Sheretz. He explains with Das Rambam there's a chilik between whether it's mechubar or whether it's pirish. When it's still mechubar to the sheretz, then it still has the shame of a sheretz. Once it's pirish, it has a new shame, a shame of dam sheretz. And therefore, he explains as far as the hekish of achila to tumo, the drasha of the gemara daf tazayin on mebeis v'itashaktu nafshei seichem v'behemu ba'oif b'chol asher timri sa'adam asher hivdati lechem l'tamei. The drasha is pasal chakosav b'achila v'siim b'tumo matumo b'kadosha af achila b'kadosha. That hekish of achila to tumo is only on sheretz. On Dam Sheretz, which as Reb Shach explains is a different shame, you don't see there the Torah is Makash Achila to Tumah. Therefore, even though as far as Tumah, Dam Sheretz is Kadosha, as far as Achila, it's the regular Shear of Kol Torah Kula, the Shear is a Kezayis. Now, continue on, Behem Shach Gemara brings the whole Maisa of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, how he went to Rome to Mevatel Gzeira. Reb Elazar Ben Reisi went along with him, and on the way they discussed the Dinim of Dam Sheretz. Rakapan, before that, the Gemara says, originally Reuven Ben Estrubli went to Mevatel Gzeira. And the Gemara says, Halach Reuven ben Estrubli v'siper kumi. He had his hair cut the way the goyim used to do it, in order that they should not recognize that he was a yid. As Rashi explains, the front of the hair was cut, the back of the hair was left long. Now the Gemara b'kamadav pegimel amaralav says, Hamasaper kumi harezim idarkehi amayri. One who cuts his hair this way, since he's doing the way the goyim do it, he's over in yisir. The Rambam passes this din in Perek Yeral, Filchos avodazara halacha aleph, ein hoichim b'chukis hagoyim. Ram continues and Mehemshach he says, "V'leigalech menat stodim v'yaniach asar be'emtzei k'may shein oisin v'zeu hanikla bloyris." And Ram finishes that locha and he says, "V'chol ha'oisa achas be'elu u'kiyotze behen loike." Ram understands that it's a real lavdei reis and one is chayiv malchus. Now Mehemshach over there in a locha gimel, the Ramam says, "Yisrael shoye karev l'malchus." There's a heter for one who's carved the malchus to dress like the goyim and to get a haircut like the goyim. It's based on a gemara meruba, Baba Kama pe gimel. Aftulas baruvein the gemara over there says he tiru le saper kumi b'nei she carved the malchus haya. He had a heter to be misaper kumi because he was a carved the malchus. And the case of Mishnah over there on that Rambam asks. Since the Rambam Halacha Aleph is mavur that it's a lav de reisa, how could the Chum be eiker lav min atayra and allow one who is carved the malchus to be over this avera? So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'yesh leimar, Yishom hatzalas Yisrael hu desharu, u'kash Yisrael oimnim f'neham malachim, him matzil nes Yisrael. By having Yisraelim being crazy l'malchus, that could bring hatzalah, it could save Kal Yisrael, therefore they were matter this Isser, even though it's an Isser deraisa. Now the chair we could point out over here, what's negeir to Ersugyo, Rebruven ben Estrubli, who also went to Remi, and he was Mesaper Kumi, the reason why he went was to be Mevatel Gzeira against Shabbos, Mila and Nida. He wasn't going in order to become a Karev L'Malchus, which eventually could bring Hatzal to Klai Yisrael, as the Kesef Mishnah says. Here he is going to be Mevatel these specific Gzeiras, which Kaputa is not an issue of Hatzalos Nefashes. If so, it wouldn't be so posh that the Kesef Mishnah's Teres would work over here. What would be the Heter over here for Reuven ben Estrubli to be Mesaper Kumi and be over the Aver de Reisa of Mechukseim Loiseleichu? Now the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he does say another Teretz, Inami, he says, since the Torah was not Mefaret, what exactly is included in the Isra of Bichu Gaseim B'Seleichu, Mosra Adover L'Chachamim, the Torah gave over to the Chachamim to establish what's included in this Isra, and therefore Heim Ro, they decided, She'ein Ligzer Ala Kroivim L'Malchus. The Torah left it up to the Chachamim to define this Lav, therefore they decided that it would not include someone who's carved to the Malchus. One can take a look in Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibet Shurim, Rabbi Bekama, Yisthadiches, he asks on this Kesef Mishnah, even though it was Masul Chachamim to decide what exactly is included in the Lav, this really is not a question of what's included, this is a question to give a specific heter to someone who's carved the Malchus, that really would be hard to understand, how is it B'yad HaChacham to decide who is excluded from this Lav? And Rabbi Chanan over there says that if you look in the Lashon of Tosis in Baba Kama, Pegim Omer Aleph, Dibur Maschel Hetiru, Tosis over there is Mashma, that the whole Isser to be Mesaper Kumi is only an Isser Derabanan, which is not like the Rambam which we mentioned before, Rambam's word that's an Isser Deraisa when it's Chayv Malchus. The Lashon of Tosis and Baba Kama is like Gozira Krovi L'Malchus, the whole Gzeir not to be Mesaper Kumi, they didn't make on someone who's carved L'Malchus. Rabbi Chanan asks on Tosis, if it's Darkin Hemeri, why is it not included in the Isser Deraisa of Bichu Kaseim Loiseleichu? But Akapanim, again, the kasha would be, if it is Deraisa, what would be the heter for someone who's carved L'Malchus? I'll just point out something interesting. Tosis over there, Baba Kama quotes Er Gemara Me'ilo, he says, Kede Ashram V'Me'ilo, and the Lashon of Tosis over there is, Kedashram v'milo shaholach av Tomis ben Ruvain v'siper kumi. The way Tosis quotes Er Gemara is, the one who went to Remi was av Tomis ben Ruvain. It's not like the Gersa that we have the Gersa Ruvain ben Istarubli. Av Tomis ben Ruvain is the same person that's quoted over there in Baba Kama. The one over there says, Itiru la av Tomis ben Ruvain l'saber kumi b'neishu karev l'malchus. He's the one that on that the Gemara says, there's a heter for someone who's karev l'malchus to be l'saber kumi. That's how the Rambam Paskins also that din. Tosis seems to have been garrison Er Gemara that we're talking about the same person that the Chum gave a special heter to. And so it seems difficult because here in Er Gemara we're not talking about someone who's generally carved the Malchus. We're talking about a person who went specifically to be Mevatel the Gzeiros. When he went and he was Mesaper Kumi, the point was to hide the fact that he's a Yid. The Gemara Baba Kama Kepshute is talking about someone who's not trying to hide the fact that he was a Yid. He's just trying to get a close relationship to the Malchus. But according to the Gersa of Tosis that we are talking about the same person, so the heter will be the fact that he was carved the Malchus. That's the heter which the Gemara says Mefeirish over there in Baba Kama. The heter applies to someone who's carved the Malchus, and that's around Paskins as well. We just mentioned there is another Tzvara to explain what is the heter for carved the Malchus from Mesaber Kumi if it's an Isser Deraisa. As he said, the Kesef Mishnah gives Supshatim. The Bach, however, explains differently. The Bach in Yardei, in the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, explains that the Lav of Bichu Goseim Leiseleichu applies specifically to a person who tries to make himself similar to the Goyim. He dresses like them, and he cuts his hair like them, in order to emulate their ways. Someone who tries to make himself look similar to the Goyim for a different reason, so that he can become a Karev L'Malchus, they shouldn't reject him, that's not a transgression of the Aveira Bechlal. So it's not the pshat that they gave him a heter, like the Kesef Mishnah suggests, for Atzolos Kol Yisrael. According to the Bach, by definition, this is not Bechlal the Isser. This would explain in Agamara as well. If Reuven ben Estrubli was not being Mesaper Kumi in order to emulate the Goyim, he was just going so that they would think that he's a Goy, this way he'd be able to Mevatel the Gzeiros. Now continue on to the Mishnah Nomad Beis. Hapigova Noisar Emet Starfim Apneshein Shnei Shemois. Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel says in the Gemara, that which the Mishnah says, Pigol Noisar Nat Mitzdarf, Loishanu El Latumas Hayadayim Dimidar Abonon Hi, Aval Inin Nachilo Mitzdarfin. The Tanya Belezer Eimer, Lo Yechal Ki Kaidishu Kosher Bekaidish Possel, Ba Kosav Litin Loisar Say Alachilosei. Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel is Machadish, that which the Mishnah says, Pigol Noisar Nat Mitzdarf, that's only Lainin Tumas Yadayim. However, as far as the Chiv Malkus for eating Pigol and Noisar, they're the armored starf. If he ate a Chati Zayis of Pigol and a Chati Zayis of Noisar, he's Chayiv Malkus. Now Rashi over here explains this Gemara, which Chiv exactly is he over if he eats a Chati Zayis of Pigol and a Chati Zayis of Noisar. So Rashi says, whatever is the roiv. If there's more than half from the pigol, and there's a miut of the noiser to be mitzarf to it, so he's chayv malkus misham pigol. If the roiv is the noiser, then he's chayv for noiser. The pigol is just mitzarf, but the iser that he's over is the iser of noiser. If it's exactly half and half, then Rashi says chayv misham noiser umisham pigol. And Maseres HaShas over here, he brings the Tosis Yontif on this Rashi. The Rashi does not mean to say that he's going to be chayv two malkus, one for pigol, one for noiser. Rather, means he can be chayv malkus for either one. So if the Edom were master him Misham Pigol, he's chayv Malkus Misham Pigol. If they're master him Misham Noiser, he's chayv Misham Noiser. As opposed to a case where there was roiv of one, then they have to master him the lav of the Isser which has the roiv. So if the roiv is Pigol, they have to be master Misham Pigol. If they'll be master Misham Noiser, he's not going to be chayv. And the opposite, if the roiv is Misham Noiser, they have to be master him Dafka Misham Noiser. Now the Karen Ovri asks on the Pshat of Rashi, he says clearly Pigol and Noiser are two different Shemais. They cannot be mistarif with each other. So if you only have Rav Kazayis of Pigol, the Noiser cannot be Mashum Nashir to be Mechayiv Misham Pigol, and the other way around as well. Therefore he says it's possible that the lav that is over is not the lav of Pigol nor the lav of Noiser, rather a new lav, a lav which is learned from this Pasuk, Lo Yochel Ki Kodesh Hu. It's a general lav for all types of Psuli Hegdish, and includes Pigol, Noiser, other Psulim as well. Rashi Psachim Daf Chovdav Ramar Aleph says, including this lav is also something which is Nifsal Misham Yetze, or a carbon which became possible because of Nishbar Domo. All that is included in this general lav of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu, and that's what the Gemara means to say. If he eats a Chatzi Zayis Pigol and a Chatzi Zayis Neser, he's Chayv Malkus, not for Pigol nor for Neser, rather for this new lav of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu. Now the Karen Erez says, there are a number of nafkaminas in this, that the lav that he's waver is not the lav of Pigol or Neser, rather this new lav. Firstly, as far as what's the Hasra, according to Rashi, you have to be master Misham Pigol or Misham Neser, depending on what's the Rav, as we explained from Rashi. According to this part, you have to be master of this new pasuk of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu. If you master Misham Pigol or Misham Neser, he's not going to be Chayiv Malkus. Additionally, the Karen Erez says there's another major nafkamina, and that is whether there's a Chiv of Kareis and a Chiv of Chatos. Pigol and Neser both have Kareis Pemezid and Chatos Beshegig. This new level of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu would only have a Chiv of Malkus, it wouldn't have Kareis Pemezid, and it wouldn't have a Chiv of Chatos for a Shegig. Now, in truth, it seems this is really a Machlekes in the Rishainim. Taisus increases. And Afir Al from Abay is Dibra Maskel Shem Ochal, he says clearly, that when it says in the Ar Gemara, Pigol and Noiser are Mitzarev for the Isser Achilo, it's only for Achiv Malkus, but there won't be any Kareis or Chatos. The stone of the Psham Taisis over there is Alderach to Karen Eiro, the Achiv Malkus over here is not for Pigol or Noiser, it's for a new lav of Leichal Ki Kodeshu. On that new lav, there is no Achiv of Kareis or Chatos. Taisis in Shabbos, Daf Pei Tessam Arbeis, Dibra Maskel Asurim, says like this as well. On the other hand, we find from the Chiddush and Ramban in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, there he says that when Pigol and Noiser are mitzarif, as is before in the Sugya, there's a chi of carbon as well. So we see as Machlekes Rishonim, Tosis increases and Shabbos holds there is no chi of chatos, and the Ramban holds that there is. In the Shuvas Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer and Chayil Beit Simen Yud Oisei, he explains the Yisera Machlekes between Tosis and the Ramban, is that Tosis holds, when it says in the Sugya, Pigol and Noiser are mitzarif, is for a new lav, a lav lo yechal ki kodeshu. On this new lav, we don't find that Torah gave a chi of kareis or a chi of chatos. The Ramban understands that this pasuk of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu is really a giloy, but that which the Torah puts together all psuli hegdish in one pasuk of Lo Yichal Ki Kodeshu, that's megalat us, even though they're two different shemeres, it still could be mashlim one another to be mechayev for the shir, but the maisa, the isser that he's over, is the isser of pigol, the isser of noiser, therefore he could be mechayev a chatos as well. The Smeach brings this machlekes and he explains along the same lines. In Perek Tezayin, Hochas Macholis Hasuris Halacha Tezvov, we're going to take a look further in the Karen Eiro over here. He learns that the Ram also holds like this Shita, that Pigol and Noiser are mitzarif together not only for a Chi of Malkus, but also for a Chi of Kareis and Karbin. We're going to take a look over there in the Karen Eiro how he explains this Shita, what will be the Pshat that will be mitzarif even in Chi of Kareis and Karbin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.